Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space Chans podcast. I am your host, Jim Murphy. And you know what? I know it's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks, really. Probably the longest in between two episodes. And I kind of wanted to come back and, you know, let everybody know why it was taking so long. I had the end of the year going. That was some good stuff. And I was also finishing up my internship at the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. So that was some good stuff as well. Learned a lot of fun. I would recommend anybody who is into space or history or education or anything to reach out to the Smithsonian. I'm partial to the Air and Space Museum, and I'm sure you are too. But it was a great experience. Learned a lot of interesting things, met a lot of nice people, learned how to communicate science a little bit better, and so that was great. But that's what I was doing over the past couple of weeks. So that was fantastic. So there's been a lot going on. You know, a lot of things have happened in the last couple of weeks, and we're all wondering, you know, what the hell is going on? Because the world has turned into a crazy place. I mean, it always is, I guess. It's just a matter of when you're looking at it. But welcome back to the Space Champs podcast. And you know what? This is season 2, episode 1. So here we go. First thing I want to do is I want to get into the idea that we're going to be answering more questions this year. Not this year necessarily, I guess. I guess the last one was about a year. But this season, we're going to be answering more questions. I want to ask more questions, and I want to answer more questions. And not just about space, but just about kind of everything that's going on, like philosophy, or even maybe, dare I say, get into a little bit of politics. Not in the sense that I'm going to pick a side, but I would like to ask questions about certain things and see what comes out the other end. Because I think asking questions is very important. And I think we're almost encroaching on time where you're not allowed to ask questions from a certain point of view, and I don't like that very much. I think freedom of speech is important. I think I'm actually going to do an episode about the freedom of speech, and maybe the whole First Amendment and how important it is and how it was important getting us to space, especially first. And now that there's some problems coming in the future where, you know, there's a chance that some people who do not have freedom of speech, their government may be getting to space and they could overtake us if we're not careful. So we might look into more of that kind of stuff. And I'm pretty excited. And so we'll get some more great guests. We got some lined up. They'll be in the works and there'll be some absolute good stuff. But I would love to hear more questions from any of you because I like to come up with my own questions, but I also can't always do it myself. Sometimes I need somebody else's brain to come up with a question that I think is interesting, and so I'd like that to happen. So feel free to send over some questions to the Instagram, direct message me, comment on something, and then we'll see how that goes, and we hopefully can answer some of your questions. Or tell me somebody you might want to talk to or some specific topic you might want to talk about, and we can find somebody who can maybe come and speak to us about it. All right. So what the hell's happening in the world right now? Plenty of stuff, but I guess we'll start with some of the big news that maybe everyone's heard about. So I think everyone knows at this point that Jeff Bezos is taking his new Shepard rocket up to suborbital space. And so that is pretty exciting. And I believe he's planning on doing that July 20th. And not only is he going up, which is a huge deal, you know, when you have that much money, he's kind of putting himself on the line here, because God forbid it weren't, you know, it didn't go well and he blew up and died. That would be a crazy thing to do. But I think him going up there with his own rocket is, and it being successful, is a pretty surefire way of getting people in line to go to space. So that'll be really good. That'll be fun. The other thing that's going on is that there was a seat with Jeff Bezos sold at auction, and it sold for $28 million. So not a lot of us have that just sitting around to spend on a, you know, 10-minute trip to suborbital space, although we might want that. But that should be exciting, and they still have not released who that person is. But yeah, so that's in the works right now. What I'm excited about is the three-way rich guy who's going to go to space first. I think Elon really isn't going to do it himself, but Richard Branson has come out and he said that basically, I think he's like in the works and he's going to try to go up on Spaceship Two before July 20th. And I think that would be a very Richard Branson thing to do, is try to get there before Jeff Bezos. And I think he might actually go for it. So that'll be really cool as well. I hope I at this point, you know what, I've had a couple of change of hearts. You know, we kind of not necessarily talking crap about, but we've gone into the idea that, you know, we didn't love what Blue Origin was doing in space because they weren't really doing a lot. We couldn't really see a lot. You know what? They were grinding in silence a little bit. And so New Shepard is coming back, and they're going to space soon. And so that's very exciting as well. You know, I still have trouble with looking at the screen constantly. I still have trouble with that because I don't usually just, I'm usually just talking. I'm not really looking at anyone. I'm not generally looking at my YouTube. Also, you might notice a change of scenery if you're watching this on YouTube, and you might notice that I am now somewhere else other than my closet of a room, which I used to, live in. Well, that's because I'm in my mother's home in San Francisco, and so it's a beautiful day out here. It's wonderful. I am no longer in that hovel of a home because I graduated college and now I am simply just unemployed and homeless. Although I am in my mother's home, I have no home myself. And so that is wonderful. So yes, there's a little update going on with me as well. So I finished my internship and I completed college and now I have no job. So that's fun. But all is well in the world. Speaking of something else that both Elon and Bezos, and not necessarily Branson for this, but what they're involved in is the human landing systems. So they agreed. NASA like went for, out of to everyone's surprise, they went for just one company to build a human landing system, and they picked SpaceX over Dynetics and Blue Origin. And so Blue Origin made a fit because they were like, oh, what about all this stuff? You know, you should diversify your landing system. And it's like, okay, sure. And so I think that now they've retracted their bid to SpaceX, their grant to SpaceX. And now they're trying to, you know, make it so they can put at least two of those up into space. And they just sent the Space Competitiveness Act through the Senate, which is, it's the space, the U.S. Innovation and Space Competitiveness Act. And what it is going to do is it's going to boost technological competitiveness against China, essentially, because people have been worried a little bit about China ever since they secretly landed that rover on Mars. And we'll get to that later. But anyway, so Elon, he was excited because they got the grant, and then Bezos was upset because they didn't. So that's still getting worked out. I was actually talking to someone from NASA, from the Human Landing Systems team about that. And they said they didn't necessarily want to talk about it yet because they didn't have it all worked out. So they weren't sure what to say exactly. So that'll be coming, I'm sure, within the next month or so. And then the other Elon news is that Elon was, you know, he was hyping up Dogecoin for like the last 2 months. And he was also, you know, he's been hyping up Bitcoin for like a year. And then he looked into the environmental impact that Bitcoin has, apparently. And he says that it's, you know, it costs too much energy to mine Bitcoin. It's too energy consuming to mine Bitcoin. And so that caused it to plummet a little bit, a lot of it, actually. And, you know, since I always think that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies will be the currency of space and of the future, I always think it's something to talk about here as well. Now, what we got going on with that is I'm not sure that it matters that Bitcoin is, you know, it costs a lot of energy to mine it, to get it out of places, because apparently the oil and things, the energy that is used to mine Bitcoin if it's not being used, it just gets burned anyway. It's like a surplus. So instead of, you know, the oil companies using this to actually mine something or make something, they're actually just burning it. And the, you know, it's terrible for the environment anyway. And so now instead of using it for a purpose, they just burn it, because if they sell it, they lose their profit on it. And so I think it's kind of maybe, you know, we've mined most of the Bitcoin, but maybe once we get done mining most of the Bitcoin, like how about like 95%, and we get some more environmental protections that kind of chop down on this, I don't know what it's exactly called, but the burning, just the random burning instead of using it for a purpose. Maybe once we get back away from that, you know, that would be a time to, you know, worry less about the environmental impact, if you know what I'm saying. Essentially, we need, you know, if we stop just burning this for no reason, then I would agree with Elon. But if we're just going to burn it, if the companies are just going to burn it, we might as well use it to mine Bitcoin and do other things. Anyway, so that's a big Bitcoin news and everything, and the big Elon Bezos Branson news. That should be like that should be its own topic, those three. There's plenty of other stuff going on up there with private companies. I'm not sure about all of it. It's always satellite stuff. And there's still, you know, there's been a lot more controversy lately about the satellites in space and how, you know, it's getting crowded up there and everything. But, you know, the big news, I think, the important news is that China. So, you know, we've been looking at China, and China actually connected to cryptocurrencies. China has said that they will not be using any cryptocurrencies and they will never legalize it. And so that also kind of hurt Bitcoin as well, because China is obviously one of the biggest superpowers on Earth. And, you know, financially, they're one of the biggest superpowers also. So that was kind of a big hit. But China, if you all remember, I think we talked about it, just sneakily, just out of the blue, like nobody knew. All the space people I was talking to, nobody knew. China just showed up with pictures on Mars, and they were like, oh yeah, we have a rover there. And man, that was terrifying. That's pretty scary. Now, the reason I say it's scary and it's not great is because China itself, China does not have the best, it doesn't have the best freedoms for its people. So to say, you know, there's not a great deal of freedom of speech. And I know I said we're going to talk about this in another episode, but they don't have a lot of freedom of speech. It's a centralized government. And so it's a very different world than the United States. And I'm not sure of their intentions, although I believe their intentions of going to space and, you know, being partnered with Russia and trying to set up and looking for a new partner to set up a robotic base on the moon is, you know, they want to become the dominant presence in outer space over the United States. And I think that is something that we should try to avoid for plenty of reasons. But yeah, so that is something else. So they've had their rover there for a while now. I believe it's been about a month, and it's been going around taking pictures. And I think it's, you know, it's interesting. They have a rover there, and that's great. It's always good, I think, to have more space exploration, but I just want to be ahead of them when we talk about space. I think that's important. And yeah, so that'll be quite interesting in itself. And like I said, Russia and China are looking for another partner for their moon base that they're trying to build within the next decade or two. And you know what? I've had another change for it. I know we kind of always talk about Mars and everything and going to Mars. And while I think that going to Mars is super important, I also think that, you know, I was watching something about Gene Kranz, and he was excited about going to Mars, but he thought that it was kind of a distraction from going back to the moon. And I kind of have to agree with him a little bit, because I've been thinking about it, and I think that, you know, start close to home. I think that we should go to the moon, set up a civilization there with, like, you know, if we can do it at the same time, that'd be great, but set up a civilization on the moon with, like, 1,000 people that can live there constantly. And I think that would be like a good start. Or how about 100 people, something like that. And I think that it's great that Elon is trying to go back to Mars. I've also had some new thoughts about the idea of, you know, only corporations being the one colonizing or being the ones like given the opportunity to colonize, because I've, you know, NASA has come out and stated that they stay away from the word colonization because they are going to bring all their astronauts back. You know, they're not leaving anyone there. So no government agency will be, you know, habitating these planets. So that's an interesting concept as well. But I think we should start with the moon. I agree that going back to the moon is probably a better bet than going back to Mars, or starting a colony on the moon, probably better than on Mars. I also think there's no life on the moon, so there's no way that we can, you know, screw up that ecosystem. And where Mars could be a bit more challenging, we probably need to know a little bit more about it. So yeah, that's kind of my new take on what's going on. But I still think we should go to Mars, and I think it's awesome, and I think it's important. But I think the moon is where we should set up some bases and things and kind of become inner, not necessarily interplanetary, but inner celestial body-esque, you know, something like that. So yeah, and I think I didn't mention this before, but actually Spaceship Two is made its first flight from New Mexico. And so that's the Virgin Galactic's commercial spaceship. I should have mentioned this back when we were talking about the three titans of space at the moment, but they made their first flight. And that is why I believe Richard Branson might try to go up before Jeff Bezos. I'm sorry, I didn't mention that before somewhere in my notes. Some interesting stuff going on with the Artemis program, speaking of the moon and Mars. So in the Artemis program, we've just had South Korea, Brazil, and New Zealand join the Artemis agreement. And so they will be involved in the Artemis program, and so that's good. We have international cooperation in space is always important, always necessary, and I think it helps helps the bond we have as human beings working together somewhere where none of us are, and so that's always good, and so that's very exciting. And it helps countries like South Korea, New Zealand, and Brazil, you know, get another foothold in space. And, you know, New Zealand has Rocket Lab USA firing off rockets, which I love. And South Korea has, you know, their government has decided to put more money into their space program over the next coming years. So that's great. So it's getting bigger and bigger. One of the other huge thing that's been going on lately is NASA is going back to Venus. They've been going back to Venus in the late 2020s, and they're going with the Da Vinci Plus and the Veritas missions. And so these sister missions are going to look into how Venus became the way it is today. So, like, as you all know, I think we talked about before, but Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system. I think I was hearing Neil deGrasse Tyson say, if you had a pizza and you put it on your dashboard and you were in your car, the pizza would cook in 3 seconds. And so that's great. He also said that you would be a burnt crisp, but the pizza would be cooked in 3 seconds. So it's extremely hot there. But there's also the belief from scientists that Mars and Venus both used to possibly have be able to harbor life. So Mars and Venus are very different. Now, Mars is very cold. It has very little atmosphere, and Venus has a great amount of atmosphere. It's very hot. But they're both kind of not able to harbor the kind of life we see on Earth. And I think one of the big things they talk about there is liquid water. So neither one of them have liquid water at the moment, but they believe they could have. And so they really want to go to Venus and check it out and see maybe what has caused this to turn from a possibly Earth-like planet to a, you know, a scalding hellscape. And that's pretty much what we're looking at. Venus, very pretty to look at. And it's going to be interesting. So I hope there's some cool stuff that comes out of Venus. The Juno probe also, I know I'm skipping around a lot here, but there's a lot to talk about. It's been a while. The Juno probe got its closest look at Ganymede, which is Jupiter's largest moon. And I think it's also the largest moon in our solar system. I believe it's actually bigger than Mercury. And the reason it's not a planet is because it revolves around Jupiter. So that's the only reason why, you know, being a planet is not all about size. So that was very cool. So there's some great pictures out there from Ganymede. And I love myself some Ganymede. I believe Ganymede is the only moon to have a magnetosphere. It has magnetic poles and everything. So that's very interesting as well. I'll have to double check myself on that. But there were some great pictures coming out of the Juno mission from there. And I was really enjoying that stuff. So we got plenty of stuff going on in space right now. I think that my biggest questions are about, you know, what is Artemis going to, like, what is NASA's intentions with the moon in 100 years? Like, what are we looking to do on the moon in 100 years? I also kind of want to know what Elon Musk's intentions are just in general. Like, what does he want to do on Mars? How does he want to govern people on Mars when he's the only one there? How will that look? And I know we talked to space lawyer Edith Weeks a while back, and I think that, you know, she said that he can't do those things, but, you know, you can always break the law. And if you want to break the law, being on Mars is a good place to do it. I would think there's not going to be a lot of people able to stop you, especially if you're self-sustaining. So that's a very interesting concept. I have plenty of questions, and I would like to hear your questions as well. So hopefully we can answer some of those in this coming season of Space Chams. Space Chams Season 2. Everybody better get ready and get excited, because space is never ending, and we're always going to be checking up on it. All right. So everybody, thanks for listening in. Please ask me some questions on Instagram. You can either send me a direct message or comment on one of the posts. I will most likely see it and try to get that answered. Get ready for some nice guests and everything. And always remember to keep looking up. How do you know, man?